is Penn Jillette here in Las Vegas, Nevada, sitting here with Michael Goudeau, the secret Tour de France rider who fell off his unicycle the other night because his legs are so weak. He are riding the Tour de France while watching TV. Is that right?
That's right. Into the mountains today.
And into the mountains today, you go?
Into the Alps, yes.
And you've lost 4 pounds in 40 hours.
Yes.
Is that right? So
yes.
That's the Michael Goudeau fitness plan. And so how far are you riding today?
I don't know. 180 kilometers.
Is today?
Today will be 180 kilometers,
okay.
Yeah.
And yesterday was what?
Nothing. Day off.
Day off.
Day off. They have 2 days off in the middle of the tour. So
okay. And what was yesterday? Monday?
Yeah.
So that was yesterday, Monday?
Yeah.
Yesterday. Holy Jesus on a hog farm! You know what that means?
No.
That means today is Monkey Tuesday! Oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
It must be a joy to work with me because I'm so stupid I stumble into any crap you said.
I think I said holy jumping Jesus on a hog farm. I tried to say hog farm, I think. That was the word I was trying for, but hog farm is close enough. You know, it's a very, very big deal. I mean, this Monkey Tuesday is most important because of what it means in the future. I'll tell you about that in a second. But 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. For those of you who are experiencing Monkey Tuesday for the first time, all you need to know is we get Gmails, we read them. Any stories you have about monkeys, that can be, we use the term monkey very, very loosely because it's a funny word. We also include all the great apes, certainly chimpanzees, orangutans, are all considered monkeys. And, of course, Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith, and Davy Jones, and probably even Boyce and Hart. You could take stories about Boyce and Hart. Everybody has, you know, they wrote most of the monkey songs. Boyce and Hart. If you get a funny story about Boyce and Hart, you can call up. No one will have a funny story about Boyce and Hart, but if they did, they could call up. We've already had one of these days. We've had a Peter Tork story, but there's still Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Mike Nesmith, wide open. Now, just so you know, what are my qualifications for hosting Monkey Tuesday? I have several monkey stories about many kinds of great apes, and I also have a personal story about every one of the four monkeys.
I did not know that.
I do. I hold them back, you know, because I would like to think that Monkey Tuesday will last forever. So I try to have a few in the bank. I have a few in the bank.
Okay.
I have a great
Mike saving them
story.
Up.
Saving them up. But that's 866-570 PEN, P-E-N-N. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. When you're formulating your monkey story, most of the stories that we do here on the Big Free FM about monkeys are stories of monkeys injuring themselves or others or people being injured by monkeys. Those are the real winners. We've had a lot of stories about monkey sexual activity and the monkey flinging of waste matter, and we've covered that quite well. So if you have a monkey story, who knows that? As a matter of fact, it's the way you tune a ukulele. Monkeys fling feces. If you want to call in with any sort of monkey story. Outside of that, we like different monkey stories. And the phones are already lighting up. Boom! Flash, because it's Monkey Tuesday. People go crazy. But I thought I would do a few other small news. I have a very, very big breaking news flash. If you haven't gone to Wikipedia and looked up Monkey Tuesday recently, if you don't have a calendar and if you don't have access to our agents and managers, this will be very, very big news for especially New York listeners. I'm gonna announce that in a few minutes. But first, because my kids, me and my kids all have stupid names. You know, my name being Penn, and my children's names being Moxie and Zoltan. We get a lot of stuff sent to us about stupid names. This headline is, where is this from? This is AP. Headline is, teen's name changed after years of mockery. This is from Hanoi, Vietnam. After nearly two decades of ridicule, the father's agreed to change his son's name from now, after two decades. I mean, the kid's 20, right?
Yeah. Why is the dad still involved in this?
Exactly. I don't know. But his name was fined $6,500. That's the kid's name. Fined $6,500. The amount he was forced to pay in local currency for ignoring Vietnam's two-child policy. Angry, he was fined for having a fifth child. Mao Zun Kan named his son Mao Fat Sao Ying.
Yeah. Fat Sao Ying Roy.
Roy?
Roy.
You speak Vietnamese better than me?
Possibly.
Okay. 6,500 dong or 50 cents. His kid's name was 50 Cent. He had a kid named 50 Cent. Now, why would you change your name? I mean, 50 Cent is a successful, powerful name in the United States of America. I mean, there must be, right, hundreds of kids named 50 Cent now, right, after the rapper? I would think so, of course. In 1999, local government officials tried to persuade Can to change the name because the boy was constantly being teased by classmates at school. But Can, a former People's Committee official, refused to back down. They appealed to him recently, and this time it worked. I told him that his son is growing up. He should have another name, not a weird name, and he finally agreed. Well, if Fionn comes to me and says, your daughter Moxie is now growing up, she should have another name, not a weird name, maybe. He's 19 years old. Why is the father even involved? But, of course, now the monkey stories are overflowing. Our monkey cup is overflowing. Should I... what are you holding up a sign that says 50 cent? 50 cent. 50 cent. I know it's 50 cent, but I don't think it's particularly in good taste for a white man from Massachusetts to affect an urban accent just because he's saying a gentleman's name. It's 50 cent to me, okay? Is that all right? 50 cent. Or maybe if you really want to do it right, half a dollar. Half a dollar. He's half a dollar. Let's go to, let's talk to Stan.
Sure.
Hey, Stan, what's up?
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
Out here in New Jersey, frying my butt off. But listen, you talk about Monkey Tuesday. The main monkey for it all is Cornelius from the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest name. But you know what? He incited that ape must not kill ape.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wise ape.
A very wise ape. You follow Cornelius?
Love them. I have the entire box set.
Have the box set.
When I was a kid, we used to destroy the movie screens from throwing candy at the screens. The Apes. And I mean, my dad worked for a candy store, so it was like unlimited ammunition. Just take rubber bands and slingshots.
What kind of candy?
Oh, you name it. Juicy fruits.
He worked for a company that did juicy fruits.
The juicy. Mike and Ike's. Mike and Ike's was the
main. Yeah, but your father worked for that company?
No, he worked for a vending company that would go into businesses.
You are the luckiest kid in the world.
Dude, I should probably be about 500 pounds because I had access to just candy at the wazoo. But it was the greatest experience, man.
Yeah. Well, so what happens to the... I mean, this is the end of Willy Wonka, right? What happened to the kid who got everything he wanted? He lived happily ever after? Were you happy eating candy all the time?
At that time, sure. fat, pudgy kid eating candy all the time, you know? I wasn't Charlie. I was... Who was the little porker kid who got sucked up for the chocolate?
I forgot. I'm not. My wife is crazy for the original Willy Wonka, but I've only seen it once. She had me watch it with her, and it was very nice. But I love Gene Wilder, so I didn't really memorize the whole thing.
His names.
And then, did you think in the new Willy Wonka, whatever it's called, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory? Did you think that Johnny Depp was doing an impersonation of Michael Jackson? He denies that, but didn't seem that way to you.
Not with me. I didn't see the new one, but I'll tell you a Gene Wilder story.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
He's a great
Gene Wilder, I used to work in the music business. Make a long story short, Gene Wilder's in Tower Records Uptown.
Uh-huh.
He's searching through the classical bins, and it's about 6 months after Gilda Radner passed away.
Uh-huh.
So I figured the guy needed a good laugh, so I picked up a Barry Manilow CD, walked over to him and said, would you sign this? Oh, wait, you're not him. And turned around and walked away.
Did he get a good laugh?
He got a real good chuckle out of it.
Oh, good, good, good. Good, good, good.
Nick, I love your show.
Thank you so much.
I wish you had 2 hours instead of one.
Oh, thanks so much. But I wanted to ask you one more thing.
Oh, I dropped him.
I wasn't done
with
him.
You said thank you.
Okay.
When you say thank you, that's the code.
Okay. I wanted to know how anybody... I thought that maybe I want to talk about Planet of the Apes, because I think the first one is a tremendous movie.
Yeah.
Written by Rod Serling, tremendous movie, tremendous. But the other ones, I think, just are pure, unadulterated suck. You know, there's not even anything like, not even parts per million of anything but suck in the rest of those movies. And some people I know like the whole collection. And I just think there's a misplaced brand
loyalty
there. You
think the box set only had to have one, huh?
Yeah, only one.
You know now, what he brought up? And I think this is the greatest name ever. Candy Up the Wazoo. That's a great name for a candy store.
It's a great name for a candy store. Candy Up the Wazoo. But Michael Goodell,
yes.
I tell you, this is one of the most exciting days of our life because we have, right now, on the line, our first International Monkey Tuesday call. How you doing, Bernice?
I'm doing very well.
Oh, he even has the accent. Yes. Wow. I have to ask you the first question I always like to ask anyone who is one of our friends from over the pond. Who has the worst English accent? Was it Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins, or was it in Dracula? The who is that? The guy was in Speed.
Frank Langella.
No, in Speed. Who was in Speed?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Was it Keanu Reeves in Dracula, or was it Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins? Which accent pisses you off the most?
Oh, it's got to be Dick Van Dyke. Just for being the original and the worst.
Oh, it's horrible.
I like Winona Ryder in Dracula, and she says, "My husband is a cluck."
What you got for a monkey story there, Bernice? Bernice is even an English name. You got everything going.
Right, thank you. It's a whole package. I have a historical English monkey story for you.
Lay it on us.
The northeastern English town of Hartlepool is famous for hanging a monkey during the Napoleonic Wars.
Really?
Yep.
They hanged a monkey?
They hanged a monkey.
Tell us the whole story, Bernice.
Okay. Allegedly, a frigate was wrecked off the coast of the town. But when the townsfolk went to the beach to investigate, they found the only survivor, which was the ship's pet monkey.
Uh-huh.
They captured, interrogated, and tortured the poor beast. And
it makes me wonder how many monkeys we have at Gitmo. There's probably like five monkeys at Gitmo that they're terrifying, but making them run around naked and scaring them with dogs. But go on. So they find now. This is what kind of ship is this they found in this town?
Well, they think it was a ship of Frenchmen trying to invade during the Napoleonic Wars.
Sure.
And as this monkey couldn't speak English, they made the obvious assumption it was a French spy. Now, there is a legacy to this story to this day. The residents of Hartlepool are still known as monkey hangers, and the mascot of the town's football team is a guy in a monkey suit known as Hangus the Monkey.
Really?
Yep. It gets better.
It gets better?
Yeah.
Go ahead, lay it on us.
Stuart Drummond, who's the guy in the suit, he campaigned for mayor of the town in 2002 on a platform which included free bananas for school children. He got voted in with 52% of the vote and was re-elected again in 2005.
So the mayor of the town is a guy that dressed up in a monkey suit as a mascot for a football team?
Absolutely.
Named Hangus.
Hangus the Monkey.
And where is this? What is this town? You said the name of it, but...
Hartlepool. And if you ever meet anyone from Hartlepool, call them a monkey hanger. They'd love it.
Well, thank you, Bernice. That was
you're more than welcome.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to make sure you're ready to hang up.
I really was ready, although, it's just our first international monkey call. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. I feel very privileged.
Thank you so much, Bernice. Thank you. I guess I should have asked her that, but I didn't ask her where she was listening on. But I assume it was some sort of webcast, right?
Yeah. It must be.
Yeah. Well, Bernice, what a great call that was. See, I think I don't want to argue with someone who is a native and not on the phone to defend themselves, but I think that Keanu Reeves in Dracula was a really, really bad accent. But I guess Dick Van Dyke was the original. And
a little higher profile.
Yeah. But, you know, I saw a production in London of 12 Angry Men, which is, a show that takes place in real time in a jury room in deliberation, and it's all people from New York. So I went and saw it in London, and it was an all-English cast. They were all doing American accents, and it is the greatest thing in the world. There's nothing I like better. I should have asked Bernice to do that. I should have asked Bernice to do an American accent, because she'd say stuff like, super, it's super. I should she could call in again. That's what I'd ask her. Do an American accent, because I love it. And then there's people like the guy, Hugh, whatever, who plays House. you know?
Right, Laurie, Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, who screws it up for everybody by doing a perfect American accent. There's no comedy, there's no joy, there's
he's
no
English?
Love.
He's got an English accent normally? I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, like a real English accent.
Wow.
You thought he was just a regular...
I just thought
he was an American bloke.
I did.
But no, he's not an American
That's
bloke.
That's amazing.
He's a limey.
I was in France, and there was a group of people at another table, a few tables over from me, speaking English. And as I listened closely, I realized that they were not speaking English, but they were doing fake English like we do fake.
Oh, really?
Right. It was wonderful. It was great.
Oh, that is fabulous. I just love that more
so,
than
you know,
that.
So you go,
and they were going like,
and they were doing English version of that. And
it made
me laugh really hard.
I just love that English people doing, anybody doing American accent, because they also get the kind of bluster and that whole American style thing going, which I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of the American style. I love the way we talk. I love that overseas we piss people off. I mean, when you are the country that gave the world Elvis, I think you can swagger on any goddamn country you want. You can say to anybody, any other country, I don't care where you are, you can say, we got Elvis. What the hell you got? What the hell did you give the world?
So what? Gandhi, big hairy deal.
Pyramids don't make me laugh.
Not like Elvis.
Algebra? Heartbreak Hotel? You decide. That's what I say. We're talking on a Monkey Tuesday here. And we want to take a lot more calls. I have this big, exciting piece of news. And if you ever had a piece of news that you're going to tell people that you know is going to make them so happy that you can't tell them because after you tell them, you'll no longer be able to look forward to telling them.
Yeah.
That's all I'm telling you. I'll give you a few little hints. First of all, everybody, check your calendars. Think about Monkey Tuesday and check your calendars. Think really hard about what kinds of time. Well, I want to give a little bit of a hint. What kinds of days come up on a Monkey Tuesday? Give a little bit of thought about that. And there's another piece of information about you and I doing the show from a remote location.
That's right.
And that's all going to come together right after this Monkey Tuesday commercial break. Call in 866-570-PEN-7366. PENradio@gmail.com. We want to hear all your monkey stories. Lay them on us. Ben Gillette here, Las Vegas, honey. You like that last scream?
I almost lost the ice cream there. Tee out the nose on the last one.
Maybe we should have one show where I just sing like a monkey. I think there's a lot to be said for that.
I would have crashed my car if you might have been driving.
Happy Jack says, I can't keep this important piece of information from y'all any longer. Got to lay it on you right now. We have been talking, and this is not sure. We could back out on this, but we have been talking. And when we talk, I mean, when we have to go somewhere, you know, to actually leave Vegas, you have to talk to Pete Golden, who I call Spicoli, who's our manager, who handles everything that Penn and Teller do. And then you've got to talk to Crasher, who runs the office and handles everything Penn and Teller do. Then you have to talk to Glenn, who's our publicist, who handles everything Penn and Teller do. They've talked to Happy Jack, who handles everything we do on the Penn Gillette radio show. Have to talk to Patrick. And then there's Goudeau's wife, Teresa. And then there's Joey and Emily Peach, your kids. All those have to be in line.
Everyone has to agree.
And you have to talk to Penn and Easy, my wife, and Moxie, and Zoltan doesn't really have a vote. He just eats now. And he's enormous. He doesn't eat. He's like 15 pounds. He's 6 weeks old. But he doesn't talk. He doesn't have a vote. And all this stuff has to be put together. And you have to talk to like the cheeses at all the radio stations. And there's all the big wigs at CBS. But there's a chance that during the break, and Penn and Teller have a break from the Rio at the end of October. Now, this should be a big hint to all of you. The end of October, and CBS wants us during that break to go to New York City and do the big Penn Gillette show with Michael Goudeau live in New York City, which means we'd have like an auditorium. You've been talking about it. I almost said auditorium.
Auditorium.
I didn't say the word.
I think we're playing Madison Square Garden.
Well, you know, I'm still a Greenfield boy, Greenfield, Massachusetts. I still think of auditorium, like the high school auditorium. We'd be playing a theater.
That's
Is that
closer.
Better?
I think an auditorium was right.
The auditorium was right, yeah. Like the high school gym. We'll have an auditorium.
PS 181.
Yeah. And somewhere in New York City. and you and I will have our microphones and our headphones, and we will do live shows from New York City, which I think will be really fun. We'll juggle during the commercial breaks. We got a promise right there. We'll juggle during the commercial breaks. We'll do shtickle and stuff. And we'll probably be doing other stuff when we're there, like, you know, maybe a view and a... maybe a Letterman or something. I don't know if they'll have us on. I don't know what they'll do. But mostly we'll be going there to do the show. Now, all of you who have calendars in front of you, or all of you who have a brain in your head, or we have many, I don't know if you know this, we have many idiot savants who listen to this show. Many, many. We are so big on idiot savants. We're huge in that. So the second they heard me say, end of October, and be in New York City, they started looking at their calendars, looking at their mental calendars, and they realized that there was happening a perfect monkey storm. Because there will be, since we're doing a week in New York, obviously, any sort of mathematical logic would tell you that there will be a Monkey Tuesday while we're in New York, right? If we're doing a whole week in New York, there'd be a Tuesday in the week. If it's sure. A whole week. We don't do Saturday and Sunday, but a whole full broadcast week, we would have a Monkey Tuesday in New York City. Now, Monkey Tuesday in New York City gets me so excited, okay? That'd be the greatest thing in the world, because we have a live audience, which means we can go into the audience with microphones and get live Monkey Tuesday stories. And from New York, which is, I think, well, you know, with all due respect to D.C. and Chicago and Detroit and Las Vegas, I think that the center of Monkey Tuesday really is New York City. But that's not enough.
Not Nairobi?
No, not Nairobi. Where the trio is there, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's too bad Ernie Kovacs is dead. He'd be a big fan of this. But more than that, have you figured this out yet? Have you figured this out yet? Everybody listening should. I'm going to wait till like one person calls in or writes in and says this, because you should all know by now that it means that this year, Monkey Tuesday is on Halloween. We will have a Halloween Monkey Tuesday. God damn it, people. Did you hear me? A Halloween Monkey Tuesday. The scariest, most harrowing Monkey Tuesday that is. Keep the music playing, god damn it. Play it over and over again. We are going to New York City, the city that never sleeps, because it's to be monkeys. New York City, Halloween. Big, scary, hairy monkeys. Monkeys with fangs. Dripping blood, ghoul monkeys, monkeys rise from the dead, monkeys dressed as George Bush, monkeys dressed as Roy with a big tiger on their neck, monkeys, 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 monkeys dressed like every single Halloween thing you ever imagined, monkey, 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 monkeys with cardboard boxes over their heads, dressed as robots, clucking along, monkeys with pumpkins, pumpkins on their heads, pumpkins carved like monkeys, there's going to be candy corn eaten by monkeys. Monkeys stuck in their teeth, falling out, throwing candy corn all over. Monkeys, 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 monkeys. You think I'm spitting on you now? You know. You think I'm spitting in your face now? You wait till Monkey Tuesday in New York City. Halloween, people. Halloween, people. Live show, New York City. Monkeys, monkeys, monkeys. If we can work out all the red tape, because there's a lot of red tape to you. It's a lot of talking to Crasher and Spicoli and Jack and all the big cheeses at CBS. Might not be a theater available. Might even be an auditorium. Might be nothing. Might be no. Maybe Monkey Tuesday will have run its course by then. Maybe there'll be no one be interested in Monkey Tuesday. Maybe we'll be out of monkey stories. We don't know.
Not going to be a monkey dressed as Marilyn Monroe. Is that what you're saying?
Might not be. You know, it might be some sort of beautiful, beautiful dream of the whole world living together in peace, and us in New York City, and a full auditorium with people dressed. First, they would be dressed as monkeys, and then over the monkey suits, they would put on other costumes. So you'd have monkeys dressed as robots and all the stuff. But it might not happen. You know, I don't want to get people too excited. I'm going to get carried away. I spit all over my computer. I spit. There's an actual spit shield on my microphone that is now doing its job.
Finally worked.
Like a sneeze guard at a salad bar. And wouldn't it be cool if the sneeze guard was a human being? Standing there like in a hat and with a little gun or something? In a monkey suit?
Monkey with a handcuff.
So I would like it if Halloween Monkey Tuesday in New York City happens. But, or maybe we get a better offer. Maybe if the D.C. people want to say, screw New York City, come and have it here in D.C. We could make a deal. Chicago, I like all these cities. We'd do anything. But I don't know, you know. It's going to be hard to stick a drink of tea because I'd spit So much liquid was spit out of my mouth in that little unpleasant tirade about Monkey Tuesday in New York City. But think about it. It would be pretty exciting. Maybe we could do, because it'd be Halloween. So there's no reason we couldn't do, what if we did the show in monkey suits?
I think everyone's going to, the whole audience should be monkeys.
That's how you get in. That's how you get in. And the whole show, we would sound like this, because we'd be in a monkey suit. So we'd be like, oh, so, Godot, what's on the news today? Oh, I see. Oh, we have any letters, any Gmails? Let's take a call. That would be the whole show, like that. whole show would sound like that. And we'd have jack-o'-lanterns, you know, monk-o'-lanterns. Monk-o'-lanterns. Right now, we're going to tell you, if this happens, and I remember this, we will have a contest for the best monkey-carved pumpkin.
Oh,
wouldn't that be great?
I'm going
and we'll have
for
fabulous
that.
Prizes. I don't know what the hell they'll
Can
be.
Can I win?
But,
can I win?
Sure, if you carve properly.
All right, okay,
you don't know anybody that works on the show, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay, you're cool.
No friend or family.
No friend or family. You're all set. I'm trying to calm down now because I got myself overly excited.
Well, you know, the emails are boring. Yeah, we already have 100 emails going, Halloween on Monkey Tuesday.
People are pretty happy about it, aren't they?
It seems exciting, yeah.
Is New York going to be the city that's going to get the...
Well, so far, it looks like it. Yeah.
New York has been calling in. New York has been keeping it real. As they
people are already renting monkey suits.
I'm telling you right now. If we do go to New York, it's not a sure deal. If we do go to New York, I would say that you should start renting your monkey suit now. Because I don't want to be self-aggrandizing here. I mean, that seems wrong. But we're going to have an auditorium that'll hold 500 or 600 people. And I don't know how many monkey suits there are in New York City, but I can't imagine there's more than, what, 2,000 or 3,000? So we're probably looking at an eighth of the monkey costumes will be rented out to people that are going to Monkey Tuesday Halloween in New York City. Would you think?
I would think.
Am I being self-important?
I'm going to bring a whole box of monkey suits to rent out. I'm going to be standing outside the theater renting them.
But I mean, do you think you think I'm just wrong? You think I'm too full of myself?
I think we may have 100 seats of monkeys.
Okay, I was told. I have inside information.
Oh.
I was told that it was going to be a little bigger theater than that. But maybe they're lying to me. They lie to me all the time. Jack, you've been told a theater. Do you know anything about it? I didn't say where. I said how big. You know how big a theater they're looking at? He's saying 1,000, 1,200. You're saying 100. I'm saying 500. But you're talking about, he's talking about the size of the theater capacity, and you're talking about the number of people show up.
Yeah. So that's exactly.
And of that percentage, how many of those are wearing?
Two. Well, you and I.
Are you glad you wore your monkey suit?
Yeah, I think I looked good in a monkey suit.
Good. I think radio is really good with a monkey suit, don't you?
We should do it all the time.
Yeah, maybe all the time. Or maybe we'll get a mouth that works and it'll sound like this. So the mouth will be flapping at random when I'm talking.
You could just mount the microphone inside the head.
You know, and Jack points out that a monkey suit might take two seats. So maybe you could have 500 people in a 1,000-seat theater. I hope it all works out. But you said that the emails are coming in saying
they are
we should
in.
Do it. Because, you know, a little bit of encouragement, I think, would help. I got a Gmail in here from
somebody wrote that Election Day happens on Monkey Tuesday as well.
Does it really? Does it really?
I don't know if it really does. That's their.
Yeah, it's always a Tuesday, right? It's always
yeah.
a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we have just stumbled into the greatest thing that the Western world has discovered. It's just fabulous. And who would have thought that Tuesday, that would end up being the right day? But that's. I want to thank the people that put in things on Wikipedia, because they're the ones that let us know. They let us know that Halloween was going to be on a Monkey Tuesday. And this is a Monkey Tuesday. My name is Penn Jillette. 866-570-PEN, 7366, with all your monkey stories. Call in, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. We're going to clean the spit off the table. We'll be back up. Penn Jillette here. Sitting with Michael Godot, sitting across from me, the secret Tour de France rider. And I've kind of calmed down. Godot was mopping up. I spit in your face, didn't
oh,
I?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Sorry. I was very excited. I was excited for a while.
As well you should be.
And I think it'd be a wonderful thing if we do get to have a very special Halloween in when I say very special, I always think like it's going to be starring Alan Alda. automatically think that.
Can we get Alan Alda for a Monkey Tuesday in New York? We might.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wow. I've been in touch a little bit with Alan Alda. Maybe we could ask him. I don't know how, why he visits. Who should we really get? If we could have the best guest for
King Kong.
But I mean, we can probably. Don't you think we should be able to get a live monkey in the studio?
Well, or Jane Goodall.
Although Jane Goodall might not be happy with our attitude toward monkeys. She spent the whole time going, it's an ape. It's an ape. It's an ape. It's not a monkey. It's an ape. It's an ape. They're not here for our enjoyment. Then why'd you go live with them, bitch? I've been corrected, as always.
Mickey,
you know,
Dolenz. Mickey might.
Mickey Dolenz might. We might be able to get an appearance of them.
Yeah. This could be the time for the reunion.
Well, I mean, I could play bass, because I think Peter Tork doesn't want to play with him again, but I think Mickey and Davey are out. I could play bass. We could get a drummer in. No, he is the drummer. Get a guitar player in. Anybody can play the guitar stuff.
Sure.
Wow, wouldn't that be great? Maybe a very special appearance of the monkeys.
A live band.
I don't know, maybe someone who knows Mickey. I know Mickey, but I mean, it'd be better if he heard about it from someone else. I could play bass in a monkey suit.
That would be great.
I couldn't play upright in a monkey suit, I don't think. But I could play regular electric bass, maybe even a five string. You don't need a five string for the Monkees tunes. That was all the, wasn't Carole Kaye the bass player for the Monkees? All the recordings, I think she was. See, I know a thing or two. I'm not just stupid. Like I said, idiot savants do this show. Idiot savants listen to this show. Ken in Waterloo, Ontario, one of our frozen hillbillies to the north, has said that Penn just said this was the first international caller. But Canadians have called up before. We are not quite the same country as the U.S. And I stand corrected. You know, my father's father and mother were immigrants from Canada, from Newfoundland, which I don't think was Canada when they came across. It was some, Newfoundland was only been Canada since like the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Before that, what the hell was it?
Iceland.
No, it wasn't Iceland. It was just like a frozen rock, right? It was just no place.
Nobody wanted it.
I guess it was his own country or something. Anyway, I'm very sorry, Ken. Very, very sorry, Ken.
We have people writing and asking for Bernice's phone number.
I know. This is great. I was going to read that one, actually. This is from David, who says, damn, guys, I'm in love with Bernice. How much for her phone number? Well, we don't have caller ID on the 800 number. But I want to tell you, all the other attributes that... that she has, Bernice. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you might know right away. Boy, she's great. Boy, she's great. Boy, she's great. And she is. But also, she was able to figure out how to dial an 800 number, an 866 number overseas. And I want to ask any of you, could you dial any number?
I can't even get my house. I have tried from everywhere in the world and can't get into my home.
It's really hard. It's really hard to dial from overseas. It might have gotten easier. When's the last time you were overseas?
9 months ago, a year ago.
Oh, so really recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. I found it really hard. I've been over for a few years, so I thought maybe it had changed. But
nope.
Bernice was able to, I don't even know what she does for a living, but she was able sitting wherever she is. And also time change. What time is Bernice listening?
Yeah, it must be 3 or 4 in the morning, right?
You know, no.
7 hours later, 8 hours later.
8 hours later from here?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be, it's like 7 o'clock in the evening. She's having, it's well after tea.
Took a break for
dinner. She had tea for a while, had dinner, fine. And, okay, let's talk to John. What's up, John?
Not much, man. Same stuff, new day. But I got an idea for you. Instead of going to New York and doing the whole Monkey Tuesday Halloween from there, why not come to the home of John Waters and come do it in Baltimore?
Well, you know, I really do. I have probably more affection for Ballmer than a person should, hon. Because when we first left, when we were going from off-Broadway to Broadway, we changed the show somewhat, and we wanted to try it out. And we went to Ballmer to do like 6 weeks, I think, or maybe it was 2 months down there. And I just loved it. It was just a fabulous time. I had a great time. You know, not only do you have John Waters, of course, but you also have Jad Fair, David Fair, all the half Japanese guys.
Zappa?
Zappa's from L.A.
Nope, Zappa was out of Aberdeen initially. His family was from Maryland when he was born.
Is that true?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Well, you know, get some people together, write in some Gmails, and maybe you can sway the whole big CBS Penn & Teller machine to
like
move from
Olympic
New York
committee.
To... yeah, exactly. give us bribes under the table
bid,
there. Give us a bid. Tell us what you could have, but later on.
Yeah, get bribes and see if we can get John Waters in on there with it, too. Because, you know, he stays around in the area, so.
He does, yeah. Who else you got in Palmer?
Supposedly we had Will Smith for a while. We have like a lot of you know, larger name celebrities and that just don't want anything to do with us anymore.
Oh,
and a lot of people out of D.C. too.
Uh-huh.
People like Henry Rollins and whatnot were out of Georgetown.
Is that true?
Yep.
And now he's so California, Henry Rollins. You know, he's like totally California. Okay, well, thanks a lot, John. Thank you so much, man. Let's talk to. I want to take more calls now. I'm a little tired from screaming about the monkey in the robot
you
suit.
Let somebody else talk.
But I mean, I think once in a while about the monkey in the robot suit, and I just inside me laughs because when I was a kid, I went out for one Halloween. I made myself a robot suit out of cardboard boxes. Mm-hmm. I had like, you know, me doing crafts is the worst thing in the world, and I had like a refrigerator box. I was a big kid, and then my head sticking out the top, and then all these legs of cardboard boxes, and it was miserable. It was raining a little bit. It got soggy. I fell over. I hated it. I've always hated Halloween, but you know, not this year. Not this year. Let's talk to Paul, shall we?
Hey, Penn. I'm from New York. I'm so excited that you guys. Hopefully, this works out. But I got a suggestion for you.
Shoot.
on the Monkey Tuesday. Rather than do it from an auditorium, why not do it live from the Bronx Zoo or Central Park Zoo?
They must have some sort of auditorium there, right?
I'm sure the Bronx Zoo does, but I don't know about Central Park. That's kind of small, but they do have a boatload of monkeys.
If we could do it, and the end of October is not that miserable and cold in New York. It's pretty beautiful then, isn't it?
It can be. It depends. You know, hopefully with good fortune, you guys should be, you know, maybe a jacket weather. But
what do you mean with good fortune? You've seen how much God and Mother Nature together smile on Monkey Tuesday. We're bound to have the greatest fortune in the world.
It's a sure thing.
It'll probably be raining money at the Bronx Zoo if we're there.
There you go.
Now, wherever we have it in New York, are you coming?
Absolutely.
Take a day off from work, maybe?
Absolutely. I'm putting in as we speak for the day off, yeah.
Okay. And you're going to go the full distance to get a monkey suit?
I just may, or I definitely will carve a pumpkin for you guys.
Oh, wow. Are you a good pumpkin carver?
Yeah, it's a kind of like a hobby of mine, so I'm an okay one.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I still think I like Bernice a little more, but you're certainly my second favorite caller of the day.
I can fake a British accent if you want.
Let's hear it.
Well, old chap, I'll be carving a monkey for you on your Monkey Tuesday.
I hope Bernice is still listening. Thanks a lot, Paul.
She's cringing if she is.
Thanks so much. Who would have thought that Bernice would be such a huge hit? I mean, I knew that I was crazy for her, but I didn't know that everybody would share my taste. That's the surprising thing about this show is how many people seem to share our taste. We like proper English women talking about monkeys, and we like monkeys. You know, they said when I first started doing the show, they said to me, you know, what's the show going to be about? All the salespeople and stuff. And I wish I had known because I would have been able to say, we're going to be talking a lot about proper English women talking about monkeys. That'll be most of the show. And then we might do a special Halloween show from New York City. They would have gone, there you go. How much we say we're paying it? We're going to double it. Let's talk to Justin right there. Sure. What's up, Justin?
I'm from Baltimore, but, you know, it's a kind of a funny monkey story.
Lay it on us.
Say it again?
Lay it on us. Tell us about it.
Okay. So I was living in Florida working at a Waffle House. And this lady comes in, and she asked me for one egg scrambled for her monkey. So
you're pretty sure she's speaking euphemistically, I'm sure.
So I make her the scrambled egg for a monkey, and then she tells me, like, some pretty wild monkey stories. And I go out to feed this monkey.
You remember any of the kind of wild monkey stories?
One was actually about her monkey molesting her cats.
Oh, man. Happy Jack is going, don't go any further with that. We're done. We'll let the audience's imaginations run wild into that beautiful field of bestiality. And go on.
So I go out there, and I'm kind of like, you know, interested in this monkey. He seems to be pretty wild. And it's a little tiny, like, I don't know, monkey no bigger than your hand probably. And
what?
And I feed it these eggs, and then it jumps on me and attacks me and bites me, like, several times in my hand.
That's fabulous. How bad were the monkey bites?
Like, bad enough to bleed, but, you know, no stitches or hospitalization or anything.
But didn't you have to go get checked for monkey rabies or something?
No, I just kind of got fleas after that, and
you didn't get
really
fleas.
Like bananas now.
And
on a full moon, he turns into a monkey now.
Now, this is a monkey no bigger than your hand?
Yeah, Yeah, I guess it's like a little spider monkey or something.
Wow.
About a year or two old.
Wow. And like scrambled eggs, but not enough to spare you. Is there something you did to anger the monkey?
No, actually, I was trying to be as friendly as I could because I liked monkeys up until that point.
Do you know how many of the monkey stories on Monkey Tuesday go? What are you doing? You sleeping, Patrick?
End of
Monkey
that line.
Tuesday? Yeah, good. How many monkey stories we've had that start that include the sentence in there? I liked monkeys up until that point. I think most of them include that phrase. Thank you so much, Justin, from calling from Balmer. And
I wonder if he got a tip.
Now you know
a big tip of the bites.
What's that?
What if the lady bought the eggs? Gave him a good tip.
There's always questions to ask afterwards. Now, if there's so many ifs here, so many ifs. If Pete Golden, Spicoli, manager of all Penn & Teller stuff, gives it the okay and figures it out. If Crasher, head of all things Penn & Teller, can figure it out. If Glenn, head of all things promotional Penn & Teller. If Teller, head of all things Penn & Teller. If those four can get together with Jack and Patrick and then with the big cheeses at CBS, who I don't even mention their names because they're so hallowed. But if all those people can work together, okay, and if New York City can come together, like it has many times historically, for one cause and wanted our presence, okay, we've already had the papal calendar working for us, and it gave us, God gave us, Halloween Monkey Tuesday. That didn't have to be done by people. That's greater than people. God gave us that. So we've got God chipping in with the date and the holiday. We've got Spicoli, Crasher, Teller, Glenn, Jack, Patrick, and the hallowed names at CBS, Free FM. If all of them work together and we get to go to New York, I think that maybe, and I've talked to Glenn about this, everything is maybe here. Don't get too excited, kids. This is the way my mother was. My mother never promised anything. You know, you'd say to you, I say to my mom, you know, can we watch TV tonight? Maybe. We'll see. All she ever answers, she never said yes in her life. Maybe and we'll see. That's what I'm telling you. Maybe, we'll see. Maybe, we'll see. Maybe, we'll see. I might dress in a monkey suit, and at least go to the Empire State Building. I'm not sure I'll climb to the top, but maybe we can get people around to have paper airplanes, or maybe even if we can't get to the Empire State Building itself, in the theater that Tuesday, I will be dressed in a monkey suit. We'll give everybody paper airplanes, and they can throw them at me, and I'll swat them. Would that be a good thing?
That's a good thing?
I'm a big guy. I'm not as big as Kong, but I'm a big guy, you know? And I think I'll look good in the monkey suit. This is Ben Gillette from... Oh, that'll be so great to hear that muffled sound. You've been in a monkey suit a lot, right?
Many times for you.
So, so miserable.
I was in a monkey suit underwater for you.
Well,
I just
were.
Want to point that out.
You were, weren't you?
I was scuba diving in a monkey suit, all right?
You've paid your monkey dues. So let me say once more, maybe we'll be in New York City. Maybe we'll be doing the show live. Maybe it'll be in an auditorium. Maybe there'll be carved pumpkins. Maybe there'll be people in monkey suits and monkey costumes on top of the monkey suits. Maybe there'll be carved pumpkins like a monkey. But certainly there will be Monkey Tuesday. Ben Gillette, Mike Goodell. We love y'all. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.